Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Coming up in our headlines, total number of issued DART checks for last year increased significantly to reach more than 53,000 as new credit reporting data shows improved compliance by banks. Also in this bulletin, economist Professor Patrick Isuming describes as worrying the contraction of cocoa and water subsectors in recently released GDP data. And later on the Joy Business Journal, we will tell you about the excitement and patrons are having about the just-ended EcoBank Joy News Mini Habitat Fair at the Good Park. We have these and more lined up for you in this package. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo-Baka, and look now at our stories. The total number of DART checks issued by bank customers continue to hit record levels. New Bank of Ghana data showed that it went up by some significant margin to hit 53,222 for last year. George Yafe has more.
In 2022, the annual credit reporting data showed that the total number of DART checks issued by bank customers stood at 43,457. However, this increased significantly to 53,222 ending last year. The report showed that majority of these DART checks were issued by businesses and went up by more than 200% to 42,867, whilst that of individuals went down by some significant margin to more than 10,000. The annual credit reporting data revealed that more financial institutions are now complying with the Credit Reporting Act by submitting data of their clients to the various reference bureaus in the country.
George, you are filled with that report. Now, the Bank of Ghana is working on new policy directives and guidance for the banking sector. The move is part of growing shift in the financial environment and the need for regulators to enhance the supervisory role. Governor Dr. Ernest Addison hinted that the new guidance will include interest rate directive, stress test guidance, bank assurance directive and large exposure directive, among others. He made the announcement during an event with members of the Association of Banks.
The bank's policy direction going forward will include the development and publication of the following policy papers, which are at different stages of review and completion. They include the large exposure directive, the concentration risk directive, the liquidity directive, the related party and intra-group directive, the bank assurance directive, stress test guidance note, interest rate risk in banking book directive, and the prudential treatment of sovereign exposure directive, which is novel. I wish to restate that the Bank of Ghana will continue to rely on the partnership and invaluable service of the Association of Banks and other stakeholders in the sector throughout the consultation and development project development stages of all important policy reform initiatives.
Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ernest Addison, speaking there. Economist Professor Patrick Isuming has advised government to carefully work on subsectors in the recently released GDP data, which performed badly. He pointed out, for example, that the cocoa subsector as well as water and sewage subsector saw a contraction in the second quarter of this year. Professor Isuming argued that even though the overall GDP growth rate of 6.9% in the second quarter is laudable, there is the urgent need to revive critical sectors not performing well.
But there are some other sectors also that haven't done well. I think water and sewage suffered, and we all know where the problem is. But importantly, we see that an important sector like cocoa has seen a 26% decline. That's quite catastrophic. I think that's really problematic. So overall, the number and even some of that disaggregation shows positive numbers, but I think we shouldn't conclude that we are out of the woods. We are by no means out of the woods. The Finance Ministry statement did mention inclusive growth. But there's nothing about this number that shows that there's inclusive proof. I think we have to take the point that the government's decision made about what it's doing for consumption. It doesn't mean that people are consuming more. We've also seen, even though the inflation rate has come down, we still see inflation rate is still relatively high.
Economist Professor Patrick Isumeng. The Ghana Free Zones Authority has justified tax waivers given to companies operating under its enclave. According to Deputy Chief Executive Officer Kate Abiu, the waivers are necessary to create a competitive environment for the companies and create jobs. She spoke to Joy Business at the Economic Zones Chamber Policy Roundtable.
Most people complain about the tax waivers that free zone companies enjoy, but it is in the spirit of making them more competitive. When government gives you a tax holiday of 10 years, the expectation is that taxes that these manufacturing operators have would go into upgrading their operations, coming up with more innovative means of manufacturing and competitive globally.
KWO is the Deputy Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Free Zones Authority. And to some other stories, the Microcredit Association of Ghana says it remains committed to supporting micro, small and medium enterprises with the necessary business advisory services to ensure their sustainability and growth. According to the association, the sustenance of businesses is key to remain relevant. Addressing the 15th Annual General Meeting of the Microcredit Association of Ghana, Executive Director Ebenezer Kwoti said the association will continue to deliver on its mandate in ensuring most vulnerable populations have access to financial services.
Microcredit serves as a critical tool in empowering micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, which are the backbone of our economy and key drivers of innovation, job creation and poverty reduction. By providing financial resources to the underserved entrepreneurs, microcredit not only fosters the growth of these enterprises, but also advances gender equality by empowering women entrepreneurs and contributes to reducing inequalities by ensuring that even the most vulnerable populations have access to financial services.
Policy lead on petroleum and conventional energy at ACIP, Kojo Yauche, is calling for a total overhaul of the management of the Electricity Company of Ghana. According to Mr. Yauche, the company made an under recoveries of about 13.6 billion cedis as of July 2024. He made the remarks at a press briefing here in Accra.
Recent reports published by PwC show that the under-recoveries between August 2023 and July 2024 amount to about 13.6 billion. That is the shortfall from the power sector. Current management of ECG should be relieved of their jobs and immediately replaced with effective and transparent management that will salvage the company and its attendant fiscal burden on the state and the people of Ghana.
Kojo Yauche is the policy lead on petroleum and conventional energy at the African Center for Energy Policy, ACIP. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Excellent and convenient are some of the impressions of patrons of the just-ended mini-fair of the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair at the Good Park near Accra Mall. On today's journal, we try to assess the benefit of the fair to both exhibitors and patrons. Here's more.
Third mini fair of the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair took place on September 13, 2024, at the Good Park near the Accra Mall. The exhibition allows prospective homeowners to inquire and purchase all household needs in one place. This year's event, the 15th edition since its inception, was on the theme Home Ownership, Get a House, Make it a Home. Before then, Joy Business engaged some exhibitors who promised mouth-watering discount and special offers for patrons at the fair.
The reason why you need to come to our stand at the Global Lighting Center is, one, we are giving items at a discounted price. Two, we are giving free consultation. Everything comes for free. And we are also bringing some hand-picked items that you can buy.
Rehoboth, we have a lot of packages in mind to offer to our clients who decide to jump onto our affordable housing ladder. We have free ACs to give away. We have special discount to also give away.
From land acquisition to purchase of luxurious and affordable furnished homes to interior decor, lighting and even logistics and courier services.
They should expect several shipping solutions. They should expect discounts on our shop and ship registration service. It's usually $45, but we're offering 250 Ghana cedis that day.
The Habitat Fair offered patrons a one-stop venue for everything housing and more.
name is Richard. I represent Urban Security Doors. So my expectation at this fair was very excellent.
So far, so good. We came here on the Friday. Well, the walk-in has been amazing. I know clients have quite a lot of issues with their building, and then they come in for the down price and solutions.
My name is Mavis Edu. I'm with SIC Insurance PLC. It's been good. We had a few clients coming around and asking us about our insurance deals and the kind of products we have.
Visitors at the fair couldn't hide their excitement.
I came here just looking for doors and then some windows. And the things I know about doors, seriously speaking, today I've been surprised. The costs that I thought were so high, I realized that these are things that are within my range.
It has really been successful. And then we are expecting that the main fair at the Accra International Conference Center will really be massive.
I am impressed. The problem is the money's involved. I pray that there should be more of discounts and more of these shoes so that people can be aware of exactly what's happening to help meet our building needs.
We are thinking of settling on one, maybe in the course of the week. I don't know where the show ends, seriously. I must be truthful, but I'm sure we'll settle on a door before we leave here. That's the main reason why we came here.
Annually, the Ecobank Joyneus Habitat Fair attracts thousands of patrons through its mini clinics and grand fair at the Accra International Conference Center. As usual, Ecobank and Joyneus will host this year's Grand Fair at the Accra International Conference Center from the 30th of October to the 2nd of November. Don't miss out.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection every day. People face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Great for serving you. Do have a lovely weekend. Game Plan is next. Enjoy.
Chris, download it and use it. It gon' make your life so easy, yeah. Oh, yeah. Download it. You gon' enjoy it. In my Diamond Chain. Diamond Chain. In my Diamond Chain. Come make a download them for you. Cause you can pay bills. You can buy credit. You can pay school fees. Even chest tights with the Apple. Transfer to and from mobile wallet, virtual card creation, transfer to other banks, express account opening, scan and pay, express cash, all at your fingertips with the Ecobank mobile app. You know, it's five-star life with Ecobank. Kim promise.
Joy 99.7 FM.
As Ghana prepares for the December 7th polls, your voice matters in sustaining the peace. Join Joy News, Catholic Relief Services, the Kingdom of the Netherlands, and the National Peace Council as we hold a national dialogue on sustaining peace beyond the elections. Together, let's explore cultivating the culture of peace and discover the role you can play in building a peaceful future for Ghana. It's live on your election headquarters. Joy News, Joy 99.7 FM, myjoyonline.com, and across all our social media platforms, exactly at 6 p.m. on the 21st of September 2024. Hello, Ghana. Peace is not just a wish, it is a responsibility. Hashtag choose peace. GH. This dialogue is brought to you with funding from the Netherlands Ministry of Foreign Affairs under the Prevention of Violent Extremism through Social Accountability Project.
Explore a world of limitless opportunities, life-transforming experiences, and self-discovery on Springboard, your virtual university. Learn from industry experts, CEOs, and changemakers as we empower you with the practical tools for climbing to your next level. Join host Reverend Albert Okran every Sunday at 7 p.m. on Joy 99.7 FM and online on Facebook and YouTube. Catch the repeat on Joy Prime every Saturday at 6 a.m. Partners, MTN Ghana, Enterprise.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.